From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The health care bill cleared the key test in the U.S. Senate early this morning as Democrats overcame Republican delaying tactics. The vote was 60-40, and all but assured Senate passage of the measure by Christmas. Under Senate rules, Democrats need 60 votes on three separate occasions to pass the bill. This was the first vote. The bill would extend health coverage to more than 30 million Americans who now lack it. Also, insurance companies would be banned from denying benefits on the basis of pre-existing medical conditions. The House has already passed health care legislation. Attempts to work out a compromise are expected to begin in the days after Christmas. The U.S. government transferred a dozen detainees from Guantanamo Bay back to their home countries over the weekend. The moves were part of the White House effort to eventually close the facility in Cuba. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The 12 men were handed over to authorities in Yemen, Afghanistan, and the Somaliland region. The Justice Department says a task force reviewed each of the cases. They considered whether the men were a threat and whether the government would be able to successfully argue in court that the men should remain in detention. President Barack Obama had set a January deadline for closing the military prison at Guantanamo, but now it's clear that won't happen. 198 prisoners remain there. Mr. Obama says his administration still expects to close the facility within the next year. This past week, the president said up to 100 detainees will be sent to a nearly empty prison in Illinois. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
China will put one of its best-known political dissidents on trial Wednesday on subversion charges. China has rejected calls by both the U.S. State Department and the European Union to free the veteran activist. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Liu Xiaobo's wife and lawyer said that they had been notified that he would stand trial Wednesday for incitement to overthrow state power. The charges are for articles he wrote and for his role in drafting the Charter 08, a liberal political manifesto. In an interview last week, Liu's wife, Liu Xia, said that the pair had discussed what to do if the court finds him guilty. My husband and I both told our lawyer that if he's convicted, we will not appeal, she said. The court will just not listen to reason. Besides, he didn't do anything wrong in the first place. Some of the 10,000 signatories to the Charter 08 have called for Liu Xiaobo's supporters to attend the trial. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Japan's Nikkei average rose to an 8-week closing high today, boosted by gains in high-tech stocks. The Nikkei rose by 41 points, or 0.4%. Oil prices hovered above $73 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down by 19 cents to $73.17 a barrel. This is NPR News. The son of philanthropist and socialite Brooke Astor will be sentenced this morning in New York. Anthony Marshall was convicted of grand larceny for defrauding his mother's estate and changing her will. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
75 people have written letters of support for Anthony Marshall, who is 85 years old. Among them, Whoopi Goldberg, who lives in the same building as Marshall. Goldberg wrote, "Please don't put him in jail. It would only amount to unnecessary cruelty." TV broadcaster Al Roker has also pleaded for clemency, as have various doctors and former Marines. Although Marshall's lawyers argued that he is too frail and sickly for prison, prosecutors are arguing that there are plenty of old men in prison, from Bernie Madoff on down. At the trial, prosecutors portray Mrs. Astor as a victim of Alzheimer's, preyed upon by her son and his lawyer. They argue now that giving him a pass would set a bad precedent. Marshall was found guilty on 14 counts, including first-degree grand larceny and scheming to defraud. His sentence could be as little as 1 year and as long as 8 to 25 years. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
North Korea has declared that waters along the disputed sea border with South Korea is what it calls a firing zone. The area was the scene of a deadly clash last month. Pyongyang is warning ships from the south to stay away from it. North Korea's naval command is accusing South Korea of reckless military provocation, saying it has violated its waters and staged military drills in the area. North Korea does not recognize the sea border. It was drawn unilaterally by the United Nations at the end of the 1950-53 Korean War. The North argues it should be redrawn farther south. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.